This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. You know, we're talking all this week about busyness and the need to stop every now and then and spend time with God or even time just for rest. And here we are at the beginning of our day. Every weekday morning at this time, we stop and we read a bit of the Bible and just hear what God has to say to us. It's only a few minutes, but it's beginning to put this practice into our lives, taking time for God, not just getting busy with our day. And I want you to think on the larger scale, not only of a few minutes at the beginning of your day, but of your life in general. Is your life becoming a thing where you just feel like you're on the treadmill? You may even be involved in full-time Christian ministry, and yet the passion is starting to go out of your ministry because you're on this treadmill, you can't stop, you're running out of energy, you have just drained yourself dry, and yet you feel like the spiritual thing to do is to just keep giving and giving and giving of yourself, running as hard as you can, never stopping because there's another need, another crisis, another emergency. I just want to remind you of the little speech you hear every time you get on the aeroplane that says, if oxygen masks drop down, fix your own oxygen mask before helping the person next to you. I think you see my point, don't you? That there comes a point in our lives where we're so busy, sometimes even with helping other people, that we are not getting the oxygen we need. And if we allow that to go on for very long, we will end up being useless. Right? Can you feel that time approaching in your life? Then pay attention to what I'm saying. Get your calendar out right now and mark off some time for rest in your life. It may be that you need some significant time to rebuild what has been worn down through a long time of ultra busyness. Have you ever had the experience, even as someone who truly loves God, loves to pray, that you can come to the point in your exhaustion where even when you try to pray, you can't concentrate? You can't stay focused. You find yourself falling asleep, or just your mind immediately rushes off to all the many other things in your life. Just like those disciples when Jesus said, I need you guys to pray with me. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane just before he was arrested? I need you to pray with me. He said, watch and pray with me. And then he goes away, prays for about an hour, and he comes back and they're fast asleep. And he asks them, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Well, why couldn't they concentrate in prayer? They were exhausted, emotionally and physically exhausted. And you can find yourself in that same place as well. Yes, every one of us needs to find something that is a purpose in life, something that is worth throwing ourselves into, something that is worth even living sacrificially for. I am so glad I have found something like that in my life. But even in that specific thing, I find I can get so caught up with it and loving the ministry I'm doing, loving what God is doing, but keeping on going to the point where I reach a place of exhaustion. I've been there numerous times in my life because I have not kept this balance that we see Jesus keeping all through his incredibly busy ministry. This balance where you keep from time to time, you keep monitoring your inner life. And when you know you need it, you get your calendar and you schedule time, possibly even a week away to rebuild, refresh yourself, a week doing something you just love to do, a hobby or a place you love to go, camping or near the beach or in the mountains, take your family, or maybe it's just you or you and someone you work with, and you're just taking downtime to rebuild your life. It's a pattern that we see in the Bible. We see it in Jesus' own life. We see God's concern for people who are burning themselves out, even for him, and him telling them, rest, sleep, get away from that ministry, have time alone. Do you need to do something about that principle today? Is your life in balance, or is busyness starting to overtake your fruitfulness? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.